The locker room pep talks are over. The players and coaches are ready, and the fans are fired up. It's time for high school basketball on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College, online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. Stay tuned. Your Giant Communications pregame is just ahead. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank, we're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender, member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Atchison Auto Parts, your independent Napa dealer, locally owned and operated. Stop by and see faces you recognize that have been in the business for over 50 years combined. They're all car guys who care about getting you the right part for your passenger vehicle or heavy-duty parts for the big trucks. They've extended their hours to better serve you. Now open 8 a.m. to 6 p.m. Monday through Saturday and 9 a.m. to 6 p.m. on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
Welcome to Valley Falls, Kansas. And hello again, everybody, with Joseph, our producer, engineer in the Care Sports Studio. Tom Counts with you here. High school hoops on a rare Wednesday evening on Care. We'll be back bringing you the starters, then a tip right after this.
Blair Milling in Atchison has all your poultry needs. Begin with a medicated chick starter crumble to give your young chicks nutrition to grow and stay healthy. Continue with a Blair's non-medicated chick grower crumble to keep them growing and developing into laying hens. When they start laying, go to the all-mashed egg to keep your layers producing eggs and staying healthy for a long time. To answer any of your poultry needs, contact a Blair representative at 913-367-2310.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible. Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Do you find yourself having to air up your tires often? Or does your car shake when you drive? Have you noticed bulges on a tire or uneven tire tread? These are signs it may be time to replace your tires. Don't be left out in the cold with a bad tire. Contact the professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country and let us find the right tire for your vehicle. Stop in and see us at 2nd Commercial in Atchison or call us at 367-2699.
Hey, all right. Welcome back to Valley Falls, Kansas, where it is Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball again. A rare Wednesday night edition. Hello again, everybody. Hope we can rest announcer, who first of all sang the national anthem. I've heard him do it a number of times. He is fantastic. So we've got that done this evening, and now here are the starters. First of all, for the visitors from our Hillmount Academy under head coach Luke Knoll and assistant coach Mary Isaac. Lady Ravens coming into the game tonight at 9-8 on the season and 7-6 in the NEKL. They're going to be starting Hope Banowitz, Scarlett Bagley, Anna Coker, Bethany Urban, and Caitlin Folsom. For Valley Falls, head coach Jordan Hale, her assistant Rodney Watson. Lady Dragons 7-9 overall, 6-6 in the NEKL. Coach Hale is going to be starting Lauren Brown and Lillian Darvo, Carly Henson, Corey Kirkwood, and Cassie Brakes. MHMA in the traveling black with gold white lettering and trim. For Valley Falls, it is the home whites with gold and black. Stick around, of course. It is, as always, a doubleheader. We're going to have the guys' game coming up after this one. You're saying, holy camoly, the clock is only like 5:30. Well, they advanced the time on this business a little bit. And so, trying to beat the potential for some weather that may be moving into the care listing area. So, we're getting a bit of an early start. That said, we are set to go and hope you enjoy it. It is going to be Corey Kirkwood and Scarlett Bankley in the center circle to jump it off. It'll be pulled down by the Lady Ravens, and we're underway. Girls High School Basketball this evening here on Care Radio. Bethany Urban's going to bring it out on top to Scarlett. Takes it to the right side to Hope Bendowitz, and MHMA going from right to left across your dial here in the opening quarter. Here's a little spinning shot in the middle. Caitlin Folsom misses it very wide to the right side. Rebounding down is going to be Scarlett. She'll get it again to Folsom. She'll go into the lane, puts up a second shot way too hard, clears over the front of the rim off the backboard, and up with a Wacom Valley. Lady Dragons into the forecourt with the basketball, just a half a minute in. It is a scoreless game so far. Skip pass over to the right side. Kirkwood will handle it, dribbles to the free throw line, dashes it over to the left side, gets it there to Hinson. Carly will put it out on top to Lauren. Brown goes right side, Cassie breaks. Back out on top, it'll go to Lillian. Darbo looks into the middle, brings it back out on top of Valley Falls. Just working the offense, moving the basketball. Again, they'll dump it over to the right side to Frakes. MHMA flexing this player defense. Now the ball to the right baseline is going to be stolen away by Hope. Outlet. Bethany goes up, has the ball stripped out of her hands. It'll go out of bounds. Lady Ravens will have it in at their offensive end. 6:50 to go in a scoreless opening quarter. Here in Valley Falls, Kansas tonight. It will be put in play by Hannah Coker. Hannah looks to the middle and still looking. Goes over to the left side. Bannowitz brings it to the left side of the free throw line. Back over to the right to Coker. Down to the block now. Scarlett will turn. She'll shoot. Can't get it to drop. MHMA 0-for-3 shooting the ball to begin things here this evening. 6.5 to go. And what is yet a scoreless opening quarter. And Valley Falls will very patiently and very deliberately bring the ball up the floor. They're going to square up for an uncontested three, and it's in. First bucket of the ball game will belong to Valley Falls and give it to Corey Kirkwood. It is 3-0. Now a little turnaround shot is going to be up and good for Caitlin. So Folsom will hit a two-point shot. And it is 3-2. We are at the six-minute mark of the opening quarter. Valley Falls has the basketball and a single-digit lead. Into the forecourt with it. It's going to come Lauren Brown. She goes all the way in front of Coach Luke Noel. Gets pinned up against the side. Now we'll pass down to the baseline. And Scarlett, with just a little bit of incidental contact, is going to be called for a body check. And will be a foul on Bagley. It is her first of the evening. 5:50 to go in the opening quarter. Coming to the free throw line for Valley Falls. That's Cassie Frakes. Cassie, a sophomore. Her first free throw is short. Valley Falls, a relatively young team. They have two seniors on the roster. Both start. Second free throw is going to be good for Frakes. She'll have her first point of the game, and it is a 4-2 Valley Falls lead. We're at 5:40 to go in the opening quarter. MHMA into the forecourt. Right side is going to be Coker. She'll feed in the middle of Folsom. She'll pivot, turn, easy layup, hits the bottom of the rim, and then they're going to say a foul at the point of the shot, and that is going to bring Folsom to the free throw line. So Caitlin's going to come to the line. The foul is going to be the first of the game by Lauren Brown. Team fouls evened up at one apiece. The freshman, Caitlin Folsom, coming to the free throw line. First shot, no good. One more shot coming up for Caitlin. First substitution coming in for Valley Falls. They're going to bring Madison Connor into the game. Caitlin will eye up the second free throw, and that one's good. So Caitlin will have her third point of the young evening. It is 4-3. Valley Falls with the ball and the single-digit lead. Topside with it is going to be Brown. Lauren dumps it to the right side. Here's a three. Launched off the rim. No rebound on the floor. Valley Falls reaches in and ties up Hope. Jump ball called. Possession arrow going to Valley Falls. Hope Manowich getting in there looking for that rebound, but
Carly Hinton's able to get her tied up. It's going to be a jump ball. Here comes Valley Falls, putting it in play back down to the baseline. Warren Brown with it. Over to the left side, Darvo. Lillian goes in, shot deflected, offensive rebound, and a Raven foul. Couple of free throws coming up again. The foul is going to be on Caitlin. It will be her first foul of the evening. Team foul two for MHMA, and the first free throw is up, but it won't quite go in. One more shot coming up for Kirkwood. 5:09 to play here in the opening quarter. A little look at it. It is up. That one's also going to be rather short. Folsom's going to rebound it off the floor. Here comes MHMA. Into the forecourt, Bethany Urban. She'll work it down the left side. Across from the bench. Now her skip pass out on top. Folsom chasing it, chasing it, chasing it. Tracks it out just in the nick of time. Saving it from going out of bounds. Now she's trapped in front of the scorer's table. And Coach Luke Knowles saves his team of possession by calling a timeout. We're going to take a break with the Lady Ravens. Coming at 4:50 to play. We're in the opening quarter in Valley Falls, Kansas. It is Lady Dragons 4, MHMA 3.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside, located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Morehill Mount Academy taking the time out, putting the ball in play. We're back underway. Down to 4.5 minutes to go in the opening quarter. Valley Falls with a one-point lead. Over to the left block, it goes to Scarlett. Can't get a shot away. Brings it back out on top. Coker over to the right side to Hope. Bandwich deep in the baseline corner right. Feeds into the middle looking for Folsom, but a pass that's errant is going to be taken away by Valley Falls. The Lady Dragons. Valley will accelerate, taking it all the way to the left side. That's going to be Brown with it. Puts it out on top to Hinson. Carly looks to the middle, doesn't have a shot. Brings it back out near the center. Valley Falls' plan is really apparent, and so far it's worked for them. Slow the ball down. Work it around. Take your time. Pick the shot you want. That's what they have been doing. And halfway through the opening quarter, it's got them a one-point lead. They'll run a little bit of motion. Comes out on top to Kirkwood. Corey lays it off on top. Madison Connor gives it back to Lauren. Now to Lillian. Lillian will step inside, go from 17. The shot no good. Looking for the rebound. It's rolling around on the floor. Banowitz is going to pick it up. Drives down. Shot rejected out of bounds. So the shot is going to be blocked out of bounds down to the baseline. And MHMA is going to bring out a pair of substitutions into the game for head coach Luke Noel. We're going to get senior Nora Keckner and freshman Hannah Cody. 3.5 to go in the opening quarter. It is a 4-3 Valley Falls lead. Keckner having a hard time getting the ball in play and can't. Doesn't. 5 seconds elapse, and it is going to be a turnover by MHMA. Here comes Valley Falls. Lady Ravens are going to provide a little bit of pressure just before midcourt. It is taken across the timeline with no difficulty. Pass deep into the right edge. Accelerating down the baseline, taking it all the way to the side of the lane, bringing it back out on top. Valley Falls works their offense. 3:15 to go in the opening quarter. It's a 4-3 game. Back over to the left side. Deep in the corner is going to be Connor. Madison able to get rid of the ball and brings it off on top to Brown. Brown guarded by Urban. She'll go left side. Long cross court to the right. Hinson down to the baseline. Darvo. Hinson with it again. MHMA in maybe a 1-3-1. Kind of what it looks like to me from sitting here. Here's a baseline three, way too strong. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Urban. Here comes Bethany, bringing it up the court. She is 1-on-3, goes to the rack, can't get it to fall. Rebound, Keckner, no. Rebound, Valley Falls, and Lauren Brown brings it down and brings it up. 2.5 to play in the opening quarter. It remains 4-3 Valley Falls, and again, Valley Falls taking plenty of air out of the ball, slowing this thing way, 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 way down. 2:15 to go in the first. Around to the left side is going to be Kirkwood. She'll have it knocked out of her hands. It's rolling around loose. It's up on the top, and diving on it is going to be Cody. Jump ball call this time. The possession arrow will go to the Lady Ravens. Starla Bagley comes out of the game and back into the Raven lineup. We will see Hannah Coker. So you got Bolson out there and Coker and Keckner with Urban and Cody. 2 minutes of play in the first. Keckner, she's going to launch the shot from the outside, a wide right. Going to be pulled down by Coker. Here's a three for Urban. It's going to be a little short. The board cleared away by Valley Falls. Darbo coming up with the basketball. We're down to a minute 46 to go in the first quarter. It remains a 4-3 ball game. Not a lot of points. If you want run-gun basketball, not the place for you tonight. Quickly, Valley Falls goes right side. Their running shot for the baseline is up and no good. Rebound, pull back down by the Dragons, and they're going to dribble it back out on top and reset. We're going to get that Raven zone defense. Minute 20 to go in the first quarter. Valley Falls brings it on top, passes up a three, goes to the left side. Again, passes up the three. Now they will drive to the baseline, and the pass is going to be slapped away, knocked out of bounds. And it will belong to Valley Falls. They hold up things for a minute. Caitlin getting her shoelaces tied. And now she's going to check out for the first time. Yeah, she's coming out of the game for the first time today. Minute 15 to play. Scarlett Bagley has come back in. Here's a baseline three from the left side. Too strong. And a rebound on the floor. And being fought for. Jump ball called. This time it's going to go to Valley Falls. Bethany Urban getting in there. Fighting for the basketball with Corey Kirkwood. It'll be Valley Falls basketball. We're down to a minute 10 to play in the first. Skip pass over to the left side of the lane, putting it on the floor a couple of times, and we're going to have a blocking foul against MHMA. And that is going to be the second foul of the day by Scarlett. So Scarlett picks up foul number two. It'll be team foul three for the Lady Ravens, and we're just over a minute to play in the opening quarter. Still 4-3 is your score. Inbound, beautiful inbound play, and the shot rolls around and in. Corey Kirkwood has five of her team's 6 points. It is 6-3, and we are inside a minute to go in the first. The lob above the free throw line, back over to the left. Urban will go three and knock it down. Bethany's first points of the game. And we're even at six. 45 seconds left in the opening quarter. MHMA with pressure. Valley Falls, they're running out of time. We'll get it across the timeline. Outlets it up the floor, back over to the right side. They'll come. Dumping out on top to Brown. Over to the left side, Darbo. There's no one close to her. Her three-point shot, no. Rebound, put back up and in. Kirkwood with two more. She's having a great start to the game. It is 8-6 Valley Falls. 20 seconds to go in the first. And the Raven pass stolen back. It's Kirkwood coming up with the ball. She'll drive it down the right side. Stops near the top. Sinks it over to the left. Now under the edge. Here's Brown for three. Too strong. Rebound. Pulled down by the Ravens. 7 seconds left. First quarter winding down. Coker will launch three off the mark. And it's going to go out of bounds with 1 second to go. And that is how we will end the opening quarter. We got a timeout on the floor in Valley Falls, Kansas, after one quarter of the girls' game. It is Morehill Mount Academy in Valley Falls, even. Or rather, it is Valley Falls 8, Morehill Mount Academy 6.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
So we're back here in Valley Falls, Kansas. First quarter of the girls' game in the book. And yes, I know you're looking at your clock. It's an early start, but try to get things moving briskly here with potential weather moving into the care listing area. After the opening quarter, Valley Falls is led by Corey Kirkwood. 7 of Valley Falls, 8 points. The other one belongs to Cassie Franks from Morehill Mount Academy. Caitlin Folsom with 3. Bethany Urban with the other 3. for the Lady Ravens, it is going to be Cody Urban, Folsom, Coker, and Banowitz out of the floor. For Valley Falls, you've got Madison Connor out there. I've got Kirkwood on the floor. Brown, here's a jump shot. Urban for another three, by the way. So Bethany Urban has six. And for the first time today, Morehill Mount Academy's in front. Now the ball is going to be stolen by Cody. Her shot hits the bottom of the rim, comes straight down to the floor where Valley Falls is going to recover it. And coming up the floor, the ball is going to be knocked away and out of bounds. It will be off MHMA. It is 9-8. Lady Ravens in front by one. And we're 7.5 to play in the first half. Finally, Paul, we were starting to set their lineup. So let's try that again. He's got Brown out there with Darvo. I've got Carly Hinson out of the floor. Looks like, again, it's Madison Connor. And rounding it out, Corey Kirkwood. Now we're going to have a foul. It's going to be on Hope Banowitz. And it'll be Hope's first foul of the game. For the Lady Ravens, it's now team foul four. 7-11 to go in the half. Valley Falls with a basketball. Lillian Darbo swings it over to the right side. Very deep down to the baseline corner. Lauren Brown around the left side to Henson. Again, Darbo is just swinging the ball above her head side to side. Feeds in the middle. Kirkwood, nice move. Shot up. Rolls in. Corey Kirkwood has nine. Back in front goes Valley Falls at 10-9 and 6:50 to go in first. And now the Ravens coming up the floor, turn the ball over with a travel. That is going to bring Banowitz and Cody out of the game. And that's also going to bring on a timeout by Coach Hale. Joseph, let's take a break with these teams. What do you think? 6:50 to go. We're in the opening half of the girls' game, the first of our high school doubleheader tonight. It is Valley Falls 10, Morehill Mount Academy 9.
You already know Gerber Electric provides professional and reliable service with free estimates and guaranteed work. But did you know they have a great retail space with electrical supplies for all of your do-it-yourself projects? Whether it's bulbs, batteries, connectors, or other electrical supplies, you can find it in their store at 405 North 17th in Atchison. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
Back with you here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Welcome back to High School Hoops here this evening on KIR Radio. Wednesday night high school play late in the season. Get some of the games in. Valley Falls has the basketball. Now it's going to be taken away by the Lady Ravens. Nice job by Keckner coming up with a steal. MHMA coming up the floor with the feet over to the left side. And Scarlett's baseline shot won't fall. Keckner will rebound it down and launch it out to the wing. But no teammate is there to pick up the basketball. It'll come back again to Valley Falls. We're at 6:20 to go in the opening half. 10-9 is the Valley Falls lead. Lillian Darbo coming up over to the left side. Dumps it down to the baseline. The three-point shot sets sail off the rim. No good. Rebound, Coker. She gets it to Urban. Here comes Bethany down the left side. Bethany works her way around to the edge. Guarded by Darbo. Feeds underneath. Folsom has it. Works her way to the baseline, drives across underneath, has the shot rejected out of her hand, and groans by the crowd. They're going to call a foul on Lauren Brown. Brown picking up her first foul of the game. 5 minutes and 50 seconds to go in the opening half. Coming to the free throw line is Caitlin Folsom. She's got 3 points tonight and is 1 of 2 at the line. Her first one on its way and good. 4 points tonight for Caitlin. Bethany Urban and Caitlin Folsom have got all the MHMA scoring so far this evening. Second free throw coming up for Folsom, and it is going to be good also. She will hit them both. Lady Ravens lead now 12-9. That scoreboard is not accurate. Let me fix that. It is 11-10. There you go. 11-10 Ravens. 5.5 to play in the third quarter. And now we're going to get a turnover by Valley Falls. MHMA is going to have the basketball back. Nice crowd coming in. It's not a big crowd, but they continue to filter in, and certainly the early hours. This one is going to have some effect on the attendance, at least at the onset of these games. By the time this game gets to the second half of the guys' game coming, I would suspect there'll be more crowd here tonight. Here's a pass out on top. Coker will launch a three-point shot for the Ravens. It's going to be off to the left side, and the long rebound will go out of bounds at the baseline. That one's going to come to Valley Falls. 11-10, Lady Ravens in front. It is their second lead. And we're down now to 5 minutes to play in the half. Neither of these teams doing anything real shocking, particularly imaginative, just coming down the floor and trying to play some very basic basketball. MHMA is a 9-8 team, 7-6 in the conference. Valley Falls is a 7-9 team, 6-6 in the conference. So two basically 500 teams, almost identical records. Valley works around the left side, brings it back to the edge, comes out on top, 4.5 to go. Now the backdoor pass to the left block, no room there, good defense, and the ball will be brought back out on top. Valley will work it again. Here's the baseline three, too strong. Coker rebounds it down. Got the Neuerman coming up the floor with an outlet at right side. Nobody comes over to pick up Keckner, who shoots it, doesn't go. Rebounding it down, it's going to be Folsom. She'll bring it out toward the top. First to the left, and then to the right goes Urban. A defender reaches in, trips her. We get a whistle, we get a foul. The foul is going to be on Darvo. It will be her first. It will be Valley Falls team foul three. Nearly halfway through the second quarter now. MHMA is going to bring Hope Banowitz into the game, taking out Coker, so they'll be a little bit smaller. Now the feed inside. The shot goes up, and Scarlett can't get it to go in, but she gets fouled. And so it'll be Scarlett Bagley coming to the free throw line. That foul is going to be the first of the night for Carly Henson, and it is Valley Falls team foul four. So team fouls are very even. The score is 1 point apart. It's been a very, very closely played game. The free throw for Scarlett doesn't go in. One more shot coming up for the Ravens senior. This one is good. That makes it a 12-10 lead. Lady Ravens up by two. It is their largest lead of the game, and we got 4 minutes to go in the half. Pass back over to the right side for Valley Falls. That's going to be Madison Connor with a deep in the corner. Feeds into the block. Back it'll come to Connor. They'll bring it up top side. Henson over to the right edge. It's going to be Kirkwood. She looks to the middle. Finds no room. Goes Darvo. Darvo, long cross-court pass down to the baseline left, cutting into the lane. It'll come back out on top. Lillian passes up the three. Around to the right side, it'll go to Kirkwood. Back off on top, Henson. And again, Valley Falls, as they've done all night, working the ball around the outside above the three-point ring, looking for that chink in the defensive armor of the Lady Ravens. 3.5 to go in the first half. Valley with the basketball. They're trailing by two. For MHMA, reaching around, Scarlett Bagley hoped to steal the ball away, but she did what she hoped to not do, pick up her third foul. We're going to get a timeout? Yeah. Joseph, let's take a break with the Lady Ravens. 3:26 to go. First half of the girls' game. It is Morehill Mount Academy 12, Valley Falls 10.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
This is KAIR-FM, Horton Atchison, powered by MSC Radio and found online at mscnews.net.
Now, Joseph, I don't mind saying that was spot on. Well done. And Valley Falls at home here tonight, trailing MHMA by two. It is a 12-10 ball game. It has been very, very close. The largest lead of the game has been three so far by either team. Back with you, Valley Falls putting it into play at a quick three. It's up and good from the right side, and the lead trades hands again. 3-point shot by Carly Henson. That makes it 13-12. Valley Falls in front with 3:11 to go in the third, or in the first half. 3:11 to go in the first half. Danowitz with the basketball. Lady Ravens back on offense. Hope will go to the left side. Pulls up her dribble. Skips it off on top. Trying to get it to Cody. Could not. The ball batted away. And Hope is able to recover it. Comes back out on top to Urban. And Coach Noel says, I don't like that. So seconds after he took a timeout a moment ago, he's going to take another one. Joseph, we're going to enjoy with him like we did the last time. We're down now to 2:53 to go. Still in the opening half in Valley Falls, Kansas, where it is Valley Falls 13, MHMA 12.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
We got more basketball action coming up, tomorrow night on K-Radios? We've got high school hoops again. Saturday afternoon, it'll be the Penticton Ravens for the last regular season game of the season. We'll be with the Ravens in Canton, Missouri at Covert Stockton. 2:53 to go in the first half of this girls' high school game in the Northeast Kansas League. Morehead Mount Academy coming out of the timeout, brings the ball up the floor. It'll go to Cody, traveled with it, no whistle. And as she drives down the right side of the lane, she's going to get fouled. So Hannah Cody, is she coming to the free throw line? No, they're going to say not shooting the ball. It's going to be the first foul on Valley Falls' Caitlin Yates, who was in the game for the very first time and was in literally seconds before having picked up that foul. The feed will come to Folsom. She'll go into the lane, put up a little over her back of her head hook shot that did not come very close, did not draw iron, and it's going to come back to MHMA out of bounds off Valley Falls. 2:37 to go. First half. Coker brings it in. Here's Urban with the basketball. Bethany coming up to the right side, guarded by Darvo. Gets it to Benowitz. Back over it comes to Urban. Bethany will look to the middle. Gets it to Folsom above the high point. She'll work her way to the top of the key. Back, it'll come over to Cody. She'll dribble up high. Dish it right. Banowitz will feed in the middle. Folsom back out on top. It'll come to Cody. She will cut into the lane. Back to Banowitz. Going for the long three. It's going to be quite short. And the rebound cleared away by Valley Falls and Carly Henson. Here come the Lady Dragons. Henson bringing it up the floor herself. Gets it back behind her. Goes to Caitlin Yates. Yates will bring it off on top. Now over to the left side. Connor has it deep in the left corner. Minute 55 to go in the half. Valley with the basketball, and we're going to get an offensive foul against Valley Falls away from the basketball. The foul is going to be on Lillian Darvo. It'll be her second and team foul six by the Lady Dragons with a minute 50 to play in the first half. MHMA trails by one, and back up the floor with it, they'll come. Working the ball around top side. That's going to be Coker with the basketball. The feed in the middle for Urban. A collision. The ball's on the floor. It'll be picked up by Valley Falls. Ravens turning it over. Valley Falls will drive down. Goes in. Goes up. Shot no good. Rebound is going to be lost out of play. It'll be off the Ravens. Valley will have it in at their offensive end with a minute 29 to go in the opening half. And it is a 13-12 Valley Falls lead. The inbound work will be done by Carly Henson. She'll bring it in deep into the right corner. We're going to get the Lady Raven, D. Bounce pass into the middle. It's going to be stolen by Urban. Now she'll lose the handle. It's rolling. It's going to get away from her out of bounds into the scorer's table. So the Ravens coming up with a steal, and as quickly as that, turning it back over again. Valley Falls is going to take Darvo out of the game. So you've got Madison Connor and Lauren Brown out there, Caitlin Yates. I've got Henson and Kirkwood. Those are the Valley Falls five. With a minute 11 to go in the half. Valley with the basketball, leading it by one. Backing up, launching three, rolling around, won't go. Rebounding is Coker. MHMA again, up floor with the basketball. We're now inside 1 minute to go in the opening half. Top side, it's going to be Cody. She'll get up a little inertia, start to the right side, now throws it out on top and missed her teammate. It's going to be picked up, the drive down the floor, and it's stolen back by Bethany. Urban with the steal. Baseball pass to the other end. Coker shoots and scores and one. A brilliant steal by Bethany Urban, who saw Coker in the backcourt. Got it to her. She gets off the shot, draws the foul. It will be the second foul by Valley Falls' Carly Henson. And Hannah Coker, with her first point of the game, looking to make it three. MHMA goes back in front. The free throw's good. It is 15-13. Lady Ravens. 35 seconds to play, first half. Valley back up before the basketball. Now trailing by a pair. Looking to see if they can tie this thing up. Here's a three from the wing, off the mark. Rebound, Folsom had it. It's going to be stripped out of her hands, and going to be lost out of bounds in by Valley Falls. Back it will come again to MHMA with 22 seconds, or rather to MHMA with 22 seconds to play in the first half. Comes into Cody, gets it across to Urban. Skip pass over to the right side, Banowitz. Back out on top, Cody. She will go in, drive in, put it off the Widowins, get it. Cody picks up the bucket. It is now 17-13. 4 seconds to go. Here's a long, long three. It's off the mark, and it's halftime. We'll be back and summarize the opening half for you as these two teams head to the break. It's Mariah Mount Academy's Lady Ravens 17, Valley Falls 13.
It's time for the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. Stay tuned. Your first half recap is coming up right after this.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
Are you always on the go? When you bank with Union State Bank of Atchison, they're always on the go with you. Whether it's a demanding job or getting the kids to music lessons, you need banking solutions that go where you are. And Union State Bank of Atchison meets that need. Not only do they offer the convenient USB mobile app, but with 8 USB locations across the region, you're always close to friendly service. Stop by one of their locations no matter where your crazy life takes you today. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Well, the guys, teams are out of the court warming up. Don't forget, we've got boys high school basketball coming up in game two. But right now, it is halftime of the ladies' game, and let's recap the scoring. First of all, for Valley Falls, leading the way for the Lady Dragons in all scores, it's Corey Kirkwood with 9. 3 in the first half for Carly Henson, and 1 point for Cassie Frakes. For MHMA, balance scoring as Bethany Urban on a pair of threes has the lead with 6. Caitlin Folsom, 5 points in the first half. Hannah Coker with 3. Hannah Cody with 2. And 1 for Scarlett Bagley. Fouls, a little bit of trouble as Scarlett Bagley has committed 3 so far in the game. For Valley Falls, you've got 3 players with 2 fouls each. Stay with us. Second half of the girls game and then the guys coming up. But right now, what's the halftime score? Mariah Mount Academy, 17 to Valley Falls Lady Dragons, 13. We're kicking it back to Joseph in the Care Sports Studio. He's got you halftime.
Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. You don't have to be a Snap Fitness member to take advantage of their great tanning deals. With 3 tanning beds, appointments are available from 10 a.m. to 1 p.m. and 2 p.m. to 6 p.m. on Monday through Thursdays and 10 a.m. to 12 p.m. on Fridays and Saturdays. Call them at 913-367-1511 to schedule. Get your tan on at Snap Fitness. 409 Commercial in Atchison.
Finishing your degree around a busy schedule? Last class not offered on your campus? Simply prefer working from home? Highland Community College allows you the flexibility to complete one class, take transferable general education courses, or earn a degree program with HCC Online. Plus, Highland Community College offers very affordable rates and a wide variety of class options to choose from. Find out more at highlandcc.edu. Close to home, but far from debt. With a local choice, Highland Community College.
Tired of fighting ants, termites, and other pests in and around your home? Call Richard at All Pro Exterminating. With over 20 years local experience, he's got the knowledge and the tools to handle your problem. All Pro Exterminating, 913-367-7729.
KAIR is your local sports authority. On the air at 93.7 FM, online at mscsports.net. Bringing you play-by-play coverage of your favorite high school teams, and still your voice for the Benedictine Ravens. For local sports, it's always KAIR.
Good evening, and thank you for joining us as we're bringing you high school basketball on this rare Wednesday night of games. We will be returning to Tom Couts courtside in the only game in northeastern Kansas in play right now in high school basketball, as he's with the Ravens at Valley Falls. Taking a look at the Care Country schedule, tomorrow night we've got Sports Look. Sports Look is where Tom and Gus Couts discuss the local, regional, and national sports scene. Sports Look airs immediately following the 5 o'clock news report, right around 5:15 to 5:20. Friday night brings us back to high school basketball, as we've got Atchison High hosting Labette County. 6 p.m. is the scheduled tip time for the girls' game. The boys should take to the court sometime around 8. Saturday, we are on the road with Benedictine Ravens as they're at Culver Stockton. Tune in at 2 p.m. for the women's game. The men should take to the court sometime right around 4 p.m.
Your car is a complex machine filled with the latest technology, and it needs quality service to keep it running right. By taking your car or truck to Lewis Chevrolet Buick in Atchison, you will have peace of mind knowing your vehicle will be maintained and repaired by highly trained professionals. And when it's time to add or upgrade a vehicle, look right here at Lewis Chevrolet Buick. Small town feel with big city discounts. Call them at 913-367-3000 or stop by 314 Woodlawn in Atchison.
Hi, this is Dan Rapplinger from Exchange Bank. You know, banking is so much better when you have friends that you know and trust. The kind you find at Exchange Bank. When it's time for a new car, a new house, or even a line of credit for your business, turn to us. We'll be there with you every step of the way. Exchange Bank. We're your friend and your banking partner. Equal housing lender. Member FDIC.
Exchange Bank and Trust. Community-minded, that's my bank.
Whether it's normal automotive maintenance like oil changes and wiper replacement, or more serious repairs like starters and alternators, Atchison Auto Parts is your local stop for everything you need to keep your vehicle running at peak performance. They carry a line of diesel engine parts including turbos, injection pumps, and injectors for Duramax and Powerstroke engines. Now open 8 to 6 Monday through Saturday and 9 to 6 on Sunday. Atchison Auto Parts, your independent NAPA dealer, 424 Woodlawn Avenue in Atchison.
For all your livestock needs, think Blair's in Atchison. Since 1867, Blair Feeds has been helping cattlemen improve the efficiency of their livestock. Check out our mineral promotion for March and April. $10 off non-medicated mineral and $20 off medicated mineral in 10 lots. Blair's mineral contains the correct combination of vitamins and minerals available as Aramycin, Justafly, and now garlic for the proper growth and immune protection. To find out which mineral works best for you, contact your local dealer or Blair representative.
Taking a look around the area, as I mentioned, we are the only game in progress night right now in northeastern Kansas. The Lady Ravens are leading the Dragons of Valley Falls with a score of Ravens 17, Valley Falls Ladies 13. We'll be returning to the game in just a moment. And down in Kansas City, there was a parade today. Kansas City Chiefs stars Patrick Mahomes and Travis Kelce vowed to thousands of fans celebrating their Super Bowl championship that the team will be back for more in the future. During the victory rally Wednesday, following a parade through downtown, Mahomes and Kelce joked about the experts who played down the Chiefs' chances to make the Super Bowl and what some said would be a rebuilding year. Mahomes said he didn't know what rebuilding means, and then said the season was just the beginning. Coach Andy Reid praised what he called the greatest team, the greatest organization, and the greatest fans in the world. I'll be back in just a moment with a good look at that weather I forecast.
Subway makes it their priority to serve you the delicious meals you love in the easiest, safest ways possible.
Order in-store, online, or through the Subway app for carryout service. And with so many sandwich and salad options, everyone in the family will be happy. Check out their fresh melts, signature wraps, no bready bowls, and amazing salads. At Subway, under the 5th Street Viaduct in Atchison.
Here's your Hot Country 93.7 forecast. A winter storm warning begins at 9 p.m. tonight and continues until 3 p.m. tomorrow afternoon. 39 this afternoon under overcast skies, north winds 10 to 15 miles per hour. Snow likely, tonight 18, cloudy. High of 28, tomorrow, snow likely. 3 to 5 inches of snow tonight through tomorrow. From the Weatherology Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Jennifer Wojcicki.
And this is Joseph Kerr with Hot Country 93.7, taking a look at the weather station located up on the campus of the Boys and Girls Club in North Atchison. We're sitting at 34.9 degrees Fahrenheit. Winds are out of the east, northeast, at 7 miles per hour. Relative humidity, 76%. Barometric pressure currently is holding steady at 29.97 inches of mercury. Dew point, 28 degrees Fahrenheit, and the feels-like temperature is 32. We'll be returning to Tom Kautz courtside in just a moment.
Is your vehicle pulling to the left or right? Does your steering wheel shake or feel off-center? It may be time to align your tires. Check in with the tire professionals at Lights Out at Town & Country in Atchison. It's recommended to align your tires once a year with regular maintenance to prevent uneven or rapid tire wear. For a tire alignment, repairs, or even replacement, contact the tire experts at Lights Out at Town & Country, 367-2699 or 201 Commercial Street in Atchison.
Thanks for listening to the Amberwell Health Halftime Show on your local sports authority, Care Radio 93.7. We now return to the gym for second half coverage of your feature game.
We're back here. Valley Falls, Kansas. Lady Dragons put the ball in play, put a quick shot up, two for Cassie Franks, and it is a two-point game, 17-15 MHMA. Welcome back, everybody, with Joseph. He's the guy who took such good care of you at halftime, producing and engineering and doing halftime stuff. Joseph, thank you. Tom Kautz with the here courtside. Lady Raven shot goes up, no good. Valley Falls coming up with the basketball and an opportunity to tie this game. With 7:20 to go in the third quarter, it is a 17-15 Lady Raven lead. Baseline shot up, no good. Rebound pulled down by Scarlett. Bagley coming up with a basketball. It will be brought up the floor by Bethany Urban. Lops it over to the right side. Coker will square up the three. Looks good. Is good. Hannah Coker. 6 points tonight. It is 20-15 MHMA. 6:50 to go in the third quarter. This five-point lead is their largest today. They're up 20-15. Pass over to the left side. Now to the left block. Driving into the lane, the turnaround shot misses the rim. Rebound is going to be pulled back down by Valley Falls. Coming up with it is going to be Kirkwood. Kirkwood brings it out to Brown. Three Valley Falls players have 2 fouls apiece. Brown, Darbo, and Henson. For MHMA, Scarlett Bagley has 3 fouls. No one else with more than one. 6:15 to go in the third quarter. It is a 20-15 Lady Raven lead. Valley with the basketball. Little baseline runners off the back of the rim. No good. Coker coming down with a rebound. It's doubled up. Feeds it over to the right side. The jump shot missing. And a rebound again to MHMA. Valley Falls missing a golden opportunity to get a quick putback bucket, but did not get it to fall. Here come the Lady Ravens. Around to the left side, it's going to be Folsom standing in the lane. Drives across. Kicks it out the right side. Back it'll come again in the middle of Folsom. Puts it back off on top again. Here's Urban with the ball. Needing somebody to come to help. Ravens go to the right block. It's Scarlett. Up, won't go. Rebound. Pulled away by Brakes. Valley Falls down with the basketball. 5.5 to go in the third quarter. 20-15 MHMA. Lady Ravens 9-8 of the season. Valley Falls 7-9. Both members of the Northeast Kansas League. And again, we are going into the final few games of the year. I'm sure a lot of people have been doing the math. Gus and I are going to do some of that math for you tomorrow on Sports Look when we start looking, sorting through the sub-states and telling how things are shaking out. all the teams around the area, where they're going to be playing, the likely against whom they'll be playing, or at least if they're going to be home or away in that first round. Back around the outside, Valley Falls. All this time, Valley Falls just working the basketball. Now the pass into the lane gets away, taken away by the Lady Ravens down the court. It'll be Urban, puts on a nice move, shoots and scores. Bethany Urban with 8. Now 22-15. And for Valley Falls, after using all of that time, got to be very disappointing to have not been able to come away with any kind of a points. In fact, not even a decent look at the rim as our pass into the middle as they were setting up that shot was off the mark. Here's a 3, and as quickly as that, they cut the gap on a Carly Henson 3-point shot, her second tonight. 22-18, and we have 4:10 to go third quarter. Coker's going to have the ball way up top. She's got it between the circles, kicks it over to Bethany. Urban, a little bounce pass to Scarlett. Vaguely goes right side again to Coker. She'll go for another 3. That one is going to be off to the left side. Banowitz is going to rebound it down. Hope, probably the smallest player on the floor, rebounds that, and here's a 3 for Urban. It's off the window and good. Bethany Urban's 3rd 3 today. She's got 11, and it's now 25-18. With the perimeter shot, MHMA beginning to extend its lead. For the second time tonight, they're up by 7, and now we're going to have a foul. It's going to be a blocking foul by the Lady Ravens, and for Hope Banowitz, it'll be foul number 2. Coker coming out of the game, also Bagley coming out of the game. You're going to find Keckner and Cody checking into the lineup. 3.5 to go in the third quarter, and on an inbound violation, Valley Falls is going to turn it back. 3:25 to go in the third. Here comes Urban up the floor. Bethany slides to the right side, skips it off on top. There was nobody there. Coker jumped up. Now she's going to cut loose for 3. Won't go in. Rebounding down is going to be Cody. She mishandles the ball, loses the ball, drops the ball, is going to go out of bounds. And a break for the Lady Ravens as a Valley Falls player reaches out to try to haul it in. And she touched it last. MHMA will have it in front of their bench. 3:11 to go in the third quarter. Urban with the basketball. Top side, Cody. Cody will start to the right side. Look to the middle. Goes for Folsom. Inside the block, drives across, feeds underneath. Bethany shot. Nope. Rebound on the floor. Being fought for. 3 players are going to land on the floor. And the jump ball will belong to Morehill Mount Academy. Banowitz coming out of the lineup. Back in will come Coker. 2 minutes and 54 seconds ago in the third quarter of the girls' game. 25-18, MHMA has slowly, slowly stretched and extended their lead. Here's a feed underneath, and it is missed by Folsom, but she's coming to the free throw line. The foul is going to be the 3rd by Curly Henson. It will be foul number 1 of the second half. By the way, this officiating crew not calling much in the way of fouls tonight. Free throw, no. Caitlin will be at the line for 1 more. She's got 5 points. All of them came in the first half. She was 3 of 4 at the free throw line, now 3 of 5. Eyes up the second one, and that one is going to be rather wide to the left side, and it will be rebounded down by Valley Falls. Here come the Dragons. Over to the baseline right, the 3, very short. Rebound tipped out, bounced around, and Ravens are going to steal it down. Up the floor with it is going to come Keckner. Now over the left side to Cody. Cody will go all the way to the baseline right, keep the dribble alive. Kind of leans in with a shoulder, dribbles around to the left side, comes back out on top. 2:22 to play in the third. Keckner will go 3 again. No. And the long rebound cleared down by Cassie Frakes. Valley Falls up the floor with it. A little over 2 minutes to go in the third. Down to the baseline, Darvo skips it across, and Valley Falls, mishandling the basketball, will throw it away. 2:07 to go in the third quarter. Valley Falls is going to take Darvo out of the game. They're also going to pull Curly Henson out. Here Here comes Bethany Urban. 2 minutes to go, third quarter of the girls' game. Bethany, down the right side. Low-scoring business here tonight. Keckner wanted to take another three-point shot, but decided she maybe didn't want to do that after all. Brings it over to Bethany and Urban around to the left side. Top side, it'll go to Folsom. She'll have a little one-hand push pass right side. Cody, back off on top, it'll come. And Raven will turn it over. They got a foul off the basketball. Going to be on Bethany. Bethany will have her first foul of the game. MHMA will have its second foul of the second half. And with a minute and a half to go in the third quarter, here comes Valley Falls. 25-18, nearing the end of the third. Valley with the basketball, the feet to the middle, and the Ravens are going to steal it away. Back up with it will come Coker. She'll get it to Urban. Bethany down the right side. Keckner, she'll go three again. That one's going to be well short, and a rebound, Valley Falls. Corey Kirkwood pulls down the basketball. Drives away down the floor, over to the right side. It's going to be Lauren Brown back out on top. Cassie Frakes over to the baseline left. Madison Connor. Connor looks in now. Long cross court right side. Little head fake, and that head fake turned into a travel. 1 minute to play in the third quarter. It is 25-18. Coming up the floor, Lady Ravens, and walking it up court is Bethany. Urban eases over to the right side, brings it up on top. Now the feet in the lane, Folsom twists and turns and shoots and travels. The shot had hit the backboard and kicked across the rim, did not go in anyway, but they'll call a travel ahead of time, and the Ravens are going to give it back. 40 seconds to go in the third quarter. We've gone up and down a lot, haven't put a lot of points on the board here in the third. Ravens back on defense. The drive into the lane. The running shot's going to be an offensive foul. The foul on Kirkwood. And back it comes again. MHMA with a half a minute to get one more bucket on the board before the third quarter ends. 25-18. Out on top of it is going to be Folsom. Gives it back. Bethany. Working in front of her team bench. Comes topside, Banowitz. Right side it goes, Cody. She'll start left, come back right. Goes back left, starts into the lane. Twist, turns, looks at the clock. Urban will just put up the three. It misses, and the third quarter is over. We'll be back. Three quarters in the book here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Morehome Academy 25, Valley Falls 18.
When you need a doctor, you choose the best. So when choosing one for your family pet, why have him just treated when you can have him treated like family at Westside Veterinarian Clinic? Dr. Walls and his friendly staff make it easy to get started and keep your pet healthy year-round. So for your special pet, choose Dr. Walls at Westside. Located on 286 Road, just past Heritage Tractor. Call them at 913-367-0456. Westside Veterinary, where caring is their specialty.
To go to the fourth corner in Valley Falls, Kansas tonight. It is Northeast Kansas League High School Basketball, 25-18. Morehill Mount Academy with the lead for Valley Falls. It is Corey Kirkwood continuing to lead the way with 9 points, six for Carly Hinson and three for Cassie Frakes. Says it was a five-point third quarter for Valley Falls. MHMA scored eight in the third quarter, and continue to be led by Bethany Urban with 11, half a dozen for Hannah Coker. Caitlin Folsom, 5. Cody, 2. Bagley, 1. Here we go. And right now, Urban out of the game, or is she back in? Nope, she's back in. She had that collision into the half and kind of trying to walk off a little bit. You can see she was banged up. Back over to the left side with it is going to be Valley Falls. They got a hill to climb, trailing it by 7. Now the pass in the middle is going to be well out of the reach of Cassie Franks brought down by Banowitz. Her driving layup fails, and the rebound pulled down by Valley Falls. For MHMA, capitalizing on gimme opportunities is going to be imperative as they get ready for sub-state coming up in just about a week. Here's a feed over to the left side. Valley Falls for the basketball, and 7-11 to go in the game. Dragons go right side. Darbo left undefended. Now Banowitz will step over and check her. Comes back off on top to Lauren Brown. Brown holding the ball. Again, Valley Falls playing like a team who's leading by seven, not a team trailing by seven. Here's a baseline shot up, but not good. And a foul underneath on the effort at the rebound. Maybe against Scarlett? No. Foul is going to be on Folsom, and Caitlin Folsom will collect her second foul of the game. 7 minutes to play in the game. 25-18. MHMA. Still no team has scored in the fourth quarter. Here's the inbound play. The shot goes up. Won't go for Frakes. Rebounding it down this time. Here come the Lady Ravens. Baseball pass to the other end. All alone, Keckner. Two. Nora Keckner's first points of the evening. Make a 27-18. And for the Lady Ravens, a 9-point lead. By far their largest. We're at 6:40 to go. You know, no team scored in the last 3.5 minutes of the third quarter. Here's a feed to the right side. 2-point shot is up and missing by Brown. And Valley Falls just struggling to score baskets. Ravens go right side. The feed underneath. An uncontested layup is going to be up and good for Folsom. And she's up to 7 points now. And it's 29-18. We're going to get a Dragon timeout. Yes, we are. Joseph, a break if you'd be so kind. We're at 6:18 to go in the game. It's Morehill Mount Academy 29, Valley Falls 18.
Other value menus have burritos, maybe even nachos. But only Taco John's Valueist menu has the cheese-loving audacity to put nachos inside a burrito. With crunchy tortilla chips, creamy nacho cheese, and zesty sauces, our new Nacho Crunch burritos pack two melty faves into one. Try them with seasoned beef for just $2, or grilled chicken for $3. This might be our cheesiest menu ever. The Valueist menu, only at Taco John's. Bigger, bolder, better. Download our app, earn free food.
As we come back, Valley Falls puts the ball in play and brings it into the forecourt with their work cut out for them, trailing by 11. We're just over 6 minutes to play in the game. Valley Falls trailing by 11. Let's put that a little in perspective. Valley Falls scored 5 in the third quarter, okay? So at that rate, it would take them over a half of basketball to come back. But, of course, that's an unfair comparison. Folsom coming out of the game. Coker also checking out for Morehill Mount Academy with 5:55 to play. Valley Falls putting the ball back in play from their sideline in their offensive end. It'll come in to Lauren Brown and up on top to Madison Connor. 5:45 to go and rolling. Connor not just holding the ball upstairs. This time we'll finally make the pass over to the right side. Valley being very methodical, very slow, very patient. The feed to the free throw line, back over to the right, now down to the baseline corner, comes out on top, an open shot, passed up, the drive into the lane, the left-handed 14-footer is up and good, and that is the first point of the game for Lauren Brown. 29-20 at 5:22 to go. Now Hannah Cody has the basketball, a little left-hand dribble for her, she works her way around to the left side. Goes down toward the baseline, puts up a running shot that was well off the mark. Mishandled the rebound, saved by Urban, and she'll go up and score it. Bethany Urban taking advantage of an opportunity, collects her 13th point of the game, and again, up 11, go the Lady Ravens. And a turnover by Valley Falls. Here comes MHMA. We are just now inside 5 minutes to play. We can take a quick look and reset the Lady Raven 5. You've got Nora Keckner out there with Bethany Urban, Scarlett Bagley. You've got Hannah Cody and Hannah Coker. 4:44 and moving along. Here's Cody with the basketball. She'll come to the right side, pushing up with the left forearm, dribbling with the right, and we're going to get a foul called, but it is going to be on the person guarding her, and that is Lauren Brown's third foul. Three team fouls in the second half by Valley Falls. 4.5 minutes to play. Scarlett takes the inbound. And Urban eases their way over to the left side. For Morehill Mount Academy, kind of a landmark game as they look for their 10th win of the season. Bagley shot. Oh, it wouldn't quite go. Gets their own rebound. Saves it out on top. The three for Urban. No. Rebound. Valley Falls and Lauren Brown. And then a foul in the backcourt for the freshman. And it'll be Cody picking up her first foul. 31-20 at 4:18 to go in the game. That is going to be Raven team foul four. Still a little distance away before Valley Falls will be finding themselves at the free throw line. Fowler will take the ball over to the right side, deep into the corner. It's going to go now lost and picked up by Urban. She's down the court. It's a one-on-one break. She'll drive and shoot and draw the foul. Couldn't get it to fall, but Caitlin Yates will get her second foul this evening. 4 minutes precisely to go in the game, and Bethany Urban comes to the free throw line. Bethany leads all scorers so far tonight with 13 points. She has not had a free throw opportunity this evening, but her first one's good. 14 points for Bethany Urban, the junior for the Lady Ravens. One more shot coming up, and she'll drain it also. 15 points for Bethany. It is 33-20. This 13-point advantage, the largest for MHMA today, and we are inside 4 minutes to go in the game. Valley Falls will work it up, dump it over to the left side to Kirkwood. Corey gets it back behind her. Darvo will go and hit the threes. The net barely moves. First points of the game for Lillian Darvo. 33-23 at 3:40 left. Now here's Cody with it into the forecourt. Nearly has it stolen away, but is able to take the ball back, kick it over to the left side. The shot is up for Scarlett. It wouldn't go in again. And back up court with the basketball. It's Valley Falls. 3 minutes and 20 seconds to go in the game. Valley will have it over to the right side. It's going to be Kirkwood. Lops it out on top. Darvo swings it over to the left side. It's going to be Maddie. Connor with it. Back out on top again. Kirkwood pulls up about a 12-footer. No. Rebound Bagley. Here come the Ravens. Cody down court. The shoulder high dribble. Pass over to the right side. Coker launches three and gets it. Hannah Coker's second 3-point shot of the day. Now 36-23 and 2:50 remain. For the second time this evening, MHMA has put together a 13-point lead. Valley Falls with it back up on top. The lob over to the right side. Into the hands of Caitlin. Yates will go three. No, rebound Folsom. Caitlin Folsom will clear it down. Cody will bring it up. 2.5 left. For the Lady Ravens, you would expect them to try to slow this thing down a little bit. Instead, the ball is going to be knocked away from Cody, and Coach gets a timeout. I'm a little surprised that they gave Coach Knoll the timeout. I'm telling you what, Coach Hale is really miffed about that because that was too much of a bang-bang play probably to be awarding a timeout, but they did, and we will. So that said, Joseph, 2:22 to go in the game. Here's your timeout. Lady Ravens 36, Lady Dragons 23.
Dealing with electrical problems can be dangerous and expensive. If you're not sure of what you're doing, call the electrical professionals at Gerber Electric at 913-367-2731 and let them handle it. They provide commercial, residential, and industrial service and can be reached 24 hours a day in case of an emergency. Gerber Electric is licensed, bonded, and insured, so you'll feel comfortable trusting your electrical issue to them. At Gerber Electric, it's not just a job, it's a tradition.
This is 22 seconds ago in the game. 36-23. Lady Ravens in front. For head coach Luke Noll, who got that timeout in. And he's going to have on the floor Hope Banowitz and Bethany Urban. We are going to have the starting five, in fact, with Scarlett Bagley, Hannah Coker, and Caitlin Folsom. Now the ball stolen by Valley Falls. It's going to be lost out of bounds. Stripped away. Back it will come to the Lady Dragons. 2:11 to go. MHMA on defense, but they lead by 13. And points, again, have been really hard to come by for both of these teams tonight. Off the left block, backing in, little hook shot, too strong. Follow-up shot missed. Rebound Ravens. Marhamat Academy back up forward of basketball. Inside 2 minutes to go now. Bethany Urban brings it down. Starts to the right side, skips it off on top. Scarlett dumps it left. Coker to Folsom. She'd like to get a shot away, can't. Gets it to Bagley. Back out to Urban near the top. Minute and a half the game. Back out on top again. Bagley, nice little forearm shove as she comes around to the right side. Now the pass to the baseline. Folsom able to save it. Very near going out of bounds, but was able to keep in play. Here's Urban around to the right side. Minute 20 to go. Now Urban's going to have the ball slapped out of her hands, knocked out of bounds by Darvo. Ravens will have it back in play again from the near side, and it'll be Hope Banowitz to do the inbound work. A minute 20 to play. Now, we're going to get substitutions coming into the game as Coach Hale is going to bring in some of the youngsters. And here we go with a minute 18 to go. Back over to the left side. Scarlett comes out on top. Folsom drives to the baseline. Her pass is going to be batted out of play. And for MHMA, a couple of substitutions are going to check in with a minute 7 to go. 36-23. Morehamite Academy leading Valley Falls. Ravens are going to bring it in from the left side. And the lob pass in the middle is going to be immediately turned over. Valley Falls will take it away. It's going to come in playing from deep in the backcourt. And up floor with the basketball for Valley Falls, it will be Gretchen Hager. Gretchen puts it out on top to Gracie Connor, the younger friend, the younger sister of Maddie, to drive into the lane. A collision, lots of contact, and a Raven foul by Cody. 50 seconds to play. Valley Falls putting a plant there in. It's going to be freshman Jaden Sen. S-E-N-N, Jaden Sen. And we're going to, first of all, get a Valley Falls timeout. So, with our young players in the game, Coach Hale is going to use this as a learning opportunity. We're going to have her do that. We're going to take a timeout. 50 seconds to go in the game, Joseph. It remains Lady Ravens 36, Lady Dragons 23.
Deciding between Original Medicare and Medicare Advantage plans can be difficult, yet it's one of the most important decisions you'll make because it affects your health, your finances, and your peace of mind. The Health Benefits Navigator at Amberwell can help you to review your options carefully and choose the plan that is best suited to your personal needs. This service is free and available to all community members, whether you're a patient at Amberwell or not. To set up a free appointment, please call 913-367-2650. That's 913-367-2650.
As we return back to play, it's Valley Falls coming up with the basketball, and now MHMA rebounds it down. We'll turn it over. 37 seconds to go. Let's see who's coming in for Marhamat Academy. They got one too many, gang. Six is good, but five is the limit. Here we go. And they're going to get the five out on the floor now. 37 seconds left. I think I saw these 10 on the JV game here just a minute ago. Ball's going to be knocked out of bounds. It'll come back in again to Valley Falls. 32 seconds left for Marhamat Academy. Let's see, who have I got out there? I've got Cora Thorne, and I've got Kiara Street, Nora Keckner, and Isla Hall, and Izzy is out on the floor for the Lady Ravens. 20 seconds left. The drive into the middle is batted away by Cora. Izzy's going to pick up the basketball. Outlets it to Isla. The pass in the middle, Kira's got it. Kira with the ball, and then it's going to be knocked out of her hands. She's planted on the floor, and do we have a foul, or do we have a travel? It's going to be a foul and a 1-1. And it's going to put Valley Falls on the free throw line. The foul is going to be whistled on Isla Hall. Valley Falls coming to the free throw line. 12 seconds left in this. The gym grows quiet. The free throw goes in. Nicely done. I'm going to tell you, ponytails are the bane of the broadcaster because they go down over the numbers. You have no idea who's out on the floor when that long hair covers up the back of the jersey. It's not good. Second free throw is up. It is also good. And the Ravens coming up the floor with the basketball. We have some contact and a foul on the near side. And by the way, those two free throws were hit by Brooklyn Schmelzley. So give Brooklyn credit for a couple of points. For Valley Falls, she's a freshman. 5 seconds to go. 4 seconds. Valley with a basketball. Knocked away. It's on the floor. Picked up. That's it. Final score today. Barhamat Academy, 36. Valley Falls, 25. And we'll be back and summarize it for you right after this.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7. Stick around for the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. The Giant Communications postgame show, featuring a game recap and your Bank of Atchison player to bank on. Right after this word from the Bank of Atchison.
At Union State Bank of Atchison, they are rooted in tradition but always looking forward. That means that while they're always focused on delivering the latest advancements to their customers, they're grateful for the local customers that have been the foundation of their business. Each of their 8 branches has its own community history while enjoying the advances they can make as one community bank. At Union State Bank of Atchison, they celebrate the legacy of the past and the opportunities of the future. NMLS number 654946, Equal Housing Lender, member FDIC.
Burgers, blizzards, and more, all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison. Try a DQ signature stack burger like the Flamethrower or the loaded A1 stack burgers. Try the seasonal treats, including the Frosted Sugar Cookie Blizzard, Candy Cane Chill Blizzard, and the Caramel Mocha Chip Shake. It's all at Dairy Queen Grill and Chill in Atchison, where it's fan food, not fast food.
Good to have you back with us here in Valley Falls, Kansas. Ladies game in the book, and the visitors from MHMA come away with a 36-25 win. Let's recap the scoring for you. First of all, for Valley Falls, leading the way, Corey Kirkwood, 9 points in the game, had all 9 of them at halftime. Carly Henson with a half a dozen, 3 apiece for both Lillian Darvo and Cassie Frakes, and 2 in the game for Lauren Brown and Brooklyn Schmelzley. For MHMA, it was Bethany Urban, the lone player on either team in double-digit scoring. She's your Bank of Atchison player of the game. Bethany, 15 points today. 9 this evening for Hannah Coker. Caitlin Folsom with 7. 2 apiece for Nora Keckner and Hannah Cody. And Scarlett Bagley with 1. MHMA picks up their 10th win of the season, going to 10-8, Valley Falls 7-10. They're toweling down the floor. We're going to have guys basketball coming up before you know it, so stick around. Second half of our high school hoops doubleheader coming your way. Again, the final score in the first one, Morehamon Academy's Lady Ravens 36, Valley Falls 25. We'll be back here, but first, we're kicking it back to the CARE Sports Studio and Joseph. We'll return to Valley Falls very, very soon.
Thanks for listening to local high school basketball on CARE Radio 93.7 and to the Giant Communications postgame show. Giant Communications, the fastest, most reliable network in Northeast Kansas. Find out how you can switch at giantcomm.net. Special thanks to our title sponsor, Peru State College. Find them online at peru.edu. Peru State, Nebraska's first college. Transformative education designed for you. This has been an MSC Sports production.